Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Kathy, what do you believe is the main focus in people's minds when they're trying to select that gift for someone?
I think what people really focus on is that wow factor. So I guess as a kind of giver of gifts, we really do think about the reaction of the person that we're giving the gift to, as opposed to, I think, really focusing on the utility or the practical use of that item.
And, well, why is it that people often choose a gift, like, based on the reaction they think the receiver will have?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when it comes to kind of giving gifts, we do give gifts in order to kind of foster kind of interpersonal closeness, so to foster that closeness between the person. And I guess ultimately the part that we kind of view as a giver is we really do view that part where they do receive that gift. So I think we want to have that surprise, and there's a lot of value on that certain surprise that we want to get, or that reaction that we want to get from the recipient.
Well, so should we be focusing on the wow factor of gifts, or should we be focusing more on practical uses?
Yeah. So I guess in the kind of practical use, we kind of I think a lot of the research really talks about how we should focus on, I guess, talking about and being honest about what we actually want from people, and just breaking that taboo of, like, not asking people what they want. And often, like, what people want is usually what they need as well. So I think that's something that we kind of need to work towards asking and talking about a bit more.
Well, why is it some people make the mistake of giving gifts that they would want themselves? I know I do it sometimes.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of research that does suggest that. I think it is important to ask the person what they need. But I think if two people are quite similar and you share similarities with the person that you're giving the gift to, then it can be really helpful to actually I guess buy both of you the same item. And there's also research to suggest that even if you say you got the same thing for yourself, so even if you just told them this is a gift for you and I got myself the same thing, they actually like it a lot more when you say that in comparison to when you just say I got this gift for you, I hope you like it. So there may be some benefits of actually buying yourself that gift, or even saying that you bought yourself that gift.
And, well, what kind of factor does a social setting play in the role of deciding what gift to get?
Yeah, I guess in terms of, like, kind of the social setting, and I guess it certainly does play a role. I mean, whether, like, that kind of gift is presented privately, or whether it's presented in a group setting, because that could also kind of impact that wow factor that I guess we're so drawn towards.
Mm. And, well, what exactly are your top suggestions or tips for gift selection? I need help. Like, I still don't know what to get my mum.
I think it's hard, but I feel I think we all need to be a bit more honest about how we actually feel about the gifts we receive, because I'm sure we've all received gifts that we've had kind of second doubts about. But also to kind of talk about have an open conversation about what people actually want as well. And I mean, right, I know sentimentality is quite important, but also utility is very important as well. So also think about how is the gift going to be useful for that person. And also experiential gifts are great, and they do foster close relationships. So maybe that's also a way to go.
Right. So definitely select something that's a little bit more useful rather than something that'll just kind of take up space in your house.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about, I guess, the kind of utility of the item, and rather than focusing on that surprise that they might have when they're unwrapping their present.
Right, well, I think it's going to be a little bit easier to help figure out what to get my mum these days. I've already got ideas. Yeah. I won't say, just in case she's listening. No spoilers. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning,
Kathy. Thank you.